and professionals. And we've always had some really, really strong players, and we've had some people who just love the guitar.
Thank you. Music by Joseph Parisi, titled Guitar Brigade. Joseph Parisi was also the guitar soloist with the New York City Guitar Orchestra, directed by Jason Sagabiel. And before that, we heard a 2024 interview with Jason Sagabiel. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We'll hear more from that interview later in the program, but next is Fares Pavan, performed by flutist Viviana Guzman and guitarist Jeremy Jouve. Flutist Viviana Guzman and guitarist Jeremy Jouve in Fares Pavan. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Spectra is the title of the debut album by the New York City Guitar Orchestra, which features music commissioned by the ensemble, including a piece titled Catwalk by Andrew York. Jason Sagabiel is the founding director of the New York City Guitar Orchestra, and he led the ensemble from 2010 until 2022. Prior to that, he served in the Marine Corps in Iraq until he suffered a brain injury in combat. Here's more from that 2024 interview with Jason Sagabiel.
I looked at the Army after high school, but I had some bursitis and knee issues, and the Army is like, we don't want you. And then my little sister joined the Marine Corps. And when your little sister joins the Marine Corps, you don't have a choice anymore. So I'd already started my music degree in New Orleans and was studying music there, and I didn't want to stop that. So I ended up joining the reserves of the Marine Corps. And from there, ended up working at the Department of Energy, and then the whole 9/11 thing happened. And even though I was in the reserves, I spent many years in active duty after that, including the war in Iraq in 2003.
So you're in a combat role.
Yeah, I was a scout sniper.
So, and then you had a brain injury. Do you mind talking about that?
Sure, no, I'm happy to talk about it. No, during the war, I was hit in the face with a brick during a fight, a very close fight. And then I got blown up twice after that. And came
IED?
Home. Yeah, both were IEDs. You know, they couldn't really penetrate our defenses, and so what they do is they would bury bombs, like, right across the edge of the base. So right at the edge of the base, and then they'd detonate them. So one was in, they detonated across a building across the street that I was in, and so I was about 15 or 20 feet away from that one. I was a little higher, I was on the second floor, so a lot of the blast was at the ground floor because the bomb was on the first floor across the street. And then there was another one as we were leaving, like 2 days before we left, and I think that second explosion was really what it did it for me. Yeah, you know, I was dizzy and really, really struggling after that explosion. But we were going home, so I didn't really complain about it.
Yeah.
And
so it was like a concussion injury. It wasn't like a through the brain.
That's correct. Yeah. It
was, gotcha,
it was,
gotcha.
And that's really what got me into my real passion, which is teaching and learning. So I had to relearn how to do almost everything as an adult. And I went to speech therapy for years, and I went,
wow,
to occupational therapy. And I think that's part of the reason I'm a much better conductor than I am a guitarist, is I have some issues with fine motor control since then. And I love music, and I think I'm pretty good at music and have a really high-level understanding of music, and I haven't always had like the physical control that a lot of other people have on the guitar itself. And so I think the conducting role was actually a really, really great fit for me.
Thank you.
The New York City Guitar Orchestra, directed by Jason Sagabiel, in a piece titled Catwalk by Andrew York. It's from the debut album Spectra by the New York City Guitar Orchestra. Next, we'll hear Jason Sagabiel in a guitar quartet with Daniel Konitz, Stephen Griesgraber, and David Chidsey in a folk song by William Anderson.
Yeah, so Bill Anderson is a composer in like kind of the high art new music scene, and these are actually American folk songs, like The Farmer's the Man and The Era and The Wedding Dress. And he sets them in a post-tonal way, but with these very, very tonal melodies. And I think the result is really compelling.
Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we just heard a folk song by William Anderson. That was performed by New York City Guitar Orchestra members Jason Sagabiel, Daniel Konitz, Stephen Griesgraber, and David Chidsey. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.